repeated thing, which is seems to be the way massage therapists view technology. But I do know that it can be a very helpful thing, so I really appreciate you putting together this series of seminars. And I'd like to remind all our listeners that if you go to the broadcast page, you can simply submit your questions in the Q&A box at the bottom of the page on the left. Just click submit, and we will answer as many questions as we can throughout the broadcast. There are also three other links there. The Massage Manager, which is Jim's Gym Number One website link, and there's also a link to Massage Therapy Radio and any feedback that you want to give to Don. So again, submit your questions in the Q&A box, and we will answer as many as we can throughout the broadcast. And now, Don, back to you.
Thank you, Jim. The topic of our seminar this evening is entitled Promote Your Practice, Simplify Appointment Scheduling, and Streamline Your Accounting with Massage Manager. Jim Shedden, our guest tonight, is the developer and marketer of Massage Manager, part of the company Mindsplay, the everything-in-one website, online appointment scheduling, accounting, client charting, and much more practice management solution for massage therapists. Jim Shedden, BA, BAC, is the director of business development for Mindsplay, and Jim has 25 years of senior marketing and management experience and has held positions with multinational manufacturers, including Philips Consumer Electronics. He has been responsible for well over $100 million in sales of new products and services, and his marketing experience includes developing channels to market for AT&T, NEC, Sharp, Motorola, and Verizon Information Services. Jim Shedden, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don, and Jim Number Two. I hope Jim Number One wasn't a reference to, because I'm obviously the oldest.
No, just because you're the number one person being interviewed.
You know, well, we can't even say Jim S. because you're both Jim S., so we really have to clarify who we're talking to. Now, Jim, and I'm speaking to Jim Shedden here, our guest tonight. Jim, you've been working in the field of marketing for many years, obviously 25 years, a variety of experiences, and tell us how many years you've been working directly with the needs of massage therapists.
Okay, well, Dawn, Mindsplay Solutions has been, we've been actively marketing the name Massage Manager with an E in the middle, which is the product name for massage therapists. We've been actually marketing that actively for just a little over 2 years. Having said that, the company has been around for over 4 years, and we spent probably 2 years developing the product. We continue to develop the product, of course. But so we've been working with massage therapists in the development of the product for probably, a good 4 years.
Now, Jim, you can be honest with all of us. I've heard this from many other individuals who come from outside the industry and start meeting with massage therapists, but massage therapists tend to have trouble embracing technology, don't they? Can you tell us about some of your experiences in bringing this software, and if you feel that massage practitioners are now engaging technology, or if they're not, why not?
Well, and I would, of course, be more than honest about that. I would say that our experience company-wide has been that it has really, as an industry per se, the massage therapists are probably, behind other types of industries or service industries, if you will. Having said that, we have noticed significant increase in interest and uptake from massage therapists, I would say, probably within the last year, and in particular within the last 6 months.
Do you have any idea what the reason for that is?
I wish I did. If we did, it would be easier to say. But we look at these things, and we, of course, we speak to, on a daily basis, massage therapists, from across North America, as do you. And if we had to hazard guesses or thoughts on that, we're thinking that it's the nature of the service per se, where a lot of massage therapists for for years and years, and of course new ones coming in who may or may not work from home or in a small clinic or in a standalone SOHO type of operation. They may have kind of got set up with their equipment and their operation, et cetera, and technology was probably not really what they were doing or what they were focusing on. They were focusing on establishing their business and servicing their clients and getting more clients. So we think that the reason that it's maybe happening or that it is happening more now and that embracing technology is just the way the industry is and the way the world is certainly the earlier adopters of technology always included universities and schools, et cetera, and it kind of filters through the whole system. And I think that this is just happens to be where the massage therapy industry lays in that technology progression.
Hmm. Do you have a sense of what some of the barriers are for the, you mentioned the individuals who are at the forefront who start to engage new ideas and new technology for the rest of the massage practitioners? Do you have a sense of what might some of the barriers might be for them in embracing using, for example, an office management software system?
You know, quite frankly, I do, and I think that it's related to the first question, Dawn. I think what it is that the barriers that have been there for practitioners have been, quite frankly, that they may not have known where to go for not only a desktop type accounting system, but they didn't know where to go, I think, because there probably wasn't product there like there would have been for other industries that was built, software and systems that make the business work. And I think until recently, there were not systems there where people could go out and they could kind of maybe get a solution that did a lot more than what they even ever thought existed out there, and they could trial it in a cost-effective manner, right?
Now, Jim, your particular product, it combines a number of different applications. Can you tell us about what these applications do and how they're saving time, energy, and money for massage practitioners that are using them?
Sure, that's our favorite subject, Dawn. as you can well imagine, the massage manager from MindSplay Solutions is within the discussions you've had on this show over the past couple of weeks, which you know we listen eagerly to, I'm sure as many of your listeners do. You get a sense of where the technology is going and what people do. There are accounting systems. There are marketing tools. There are management tools. There are online appointment tools. And then, of course, there's the ever-pervasive website tool. So what our product does and our initial intent in developing this product when we started 4 years ago was to build, for lack of a better word, an all-in-one type of a system. So what we do is our system gives massage therapists a website, which we call a front end, and then it has kind of a middle end, which is online appointment booking, and then it has a back end, which, of course, the public never sees, but it has a complete suite of business tools for, with client charting and client communications tools, financial management, the page editing, client charting, that type of management system that we call the back end of the system. So really what Massage Manager does is we've attempted to bring together an all-in-one, if you will, type of a package that will really put massage therapists into the forefront of each and every one of those technologies.
Hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you call the front end, or being able to bring people directly into the promotional aspect of the website? And you help people. A lot of therapists are wondering how to get a website up and running, and the cost of doing something. And it seems elaborate and quite technical. Tell us about what you do specifically around the front end, or being able to help them promote their business through a website.
Okay. What we do, Dawn, is massage manager is a system that, you know, you can literally go to the Minds Play website. You can set up a site literally in minutes, and there are other examples of that type of website capacity all over the world. However, ours is quite different in that it's customized for and was built specifically for massage therapists. So there's a site creation where practitioner will build that front end, which will they'll choose the style of logo that they want. They'll use it's their choice of website headers, or they can upload other graphics, or we will help them with that on a one-on-one basis. There is an extensive library sort of thing of relevant massage therapy pages that are already sitting in that back end when you set up the site, and you kind of just think of it like a drag and drop. You just kind of put that content in there, and you can edit it at any time yourself, right? If you can use a word processor, you can edit it. So, and what you end up with is a multi-level site menu system. There are no limitations to number of pages that you can use, and it's very easy to do. Anyone can do it. So that kind of constitutes the front end of the system.
Okay.
It's your window to the public. It's what they see when they go there.
I just want to remind our listeners that there is a button that will take you right to the Massage Manager website. It's right on your broadcast page, the large button, so make sure to click that at the end of the show and go have a look at Massage Manager. Tell us about the second function, Jim, the appointment, the online booking.
Right. The Massage Manager has a completely integrated online booking system, which is integrated to the client database that you build. So as the RMT expands their client list, it will become integrated to the online booking as well. So what happens is it's as simple as the public appearance. So that when the user, the patient is, clicks on online appointment, right, they will go to the booking site, and if you're a single therapist, you there will just be you, or if you're a multiple therapist, there will be an appointment calendar there. So the patient books number one, they would go there, and they would select a therapist, right? So,
okay.
And then when they get there, then what they would see is that particular therapist's calendar. Right,
so you're telling us that you could have a number of therapists
yes,
have their appointments
absolutely.
If you have a larger clinic.
Absolutely. It's,
okay.
It's a clinic addition, and you can have any number of therapists that you want on there.
Okay.
So what you would do is select that therapist, whether it's one or however many, and then you will see the calendar for today and for the month, which, of course, you can move backward or forward. So the user then simply would click on a day that they wish, and what will happen is they'll see what's open, what's closed. So that if the therapist typically takes, noon to 1 o'clock off, they will put closed, right? And any other time that they may wish to leave, right? And otherwise, the end user will choose to select that appointment, right, a particular date and time that's available. Then they will send that in. The therapist must reply that it's accepted. And, of course, when they're sending it in, the patient can also make notes and say, as an aside, they can, whatever that might be. So
now,
that is totally integrated and hosted by the system.
Okay. And, Jim, I'm imagining that you would you could tell us, many therapists working on their own, what would be the benefit of having an online appointment scheduler as opposed to just using the telephone and booking through your appointment book?
Well, I can say this is we, with respect to, if there was ever a testimonial for it, I was speaking with some users at a clinic the other day, and I had asked them, because they had been on the system for a little over a year or so, and I had asked them, I said, I've never asked you this, but what percentage of your users, you know, of course it used to be nothing because they didn't have the system. I said, what percentage of your users book online? And they said 90%.
Hmm.
And I asked them, why are they doing that? And they said, because, I mean, it's like online banking now and everything else. People want to book online. When I, you know, if I come home from a hard day at the office and I may not want to phone, and what I want to do is book an appointment, see what's available, maybe make, you know, notes with it and send it in. So I think the complete convenience of that to the patient as well as to the RMT, because the RMT spends a great deal of time, and I know you spoke about that earlier in the previous show about time management. There's so much time spent in managing a practice as it gets busier that what you want to do is have technology step in and reduce that amount of time required. And absolutely, online appointment booking does that.
So what you're saying is if you can automate some processes, you'll actually have more time to take care of your patients or clients.
Absolutely, or take a vacation or do whatever. But from the revenue-generating perspective, absolutely, it seems to be what the patients want, and it seems to be once you're on it and using it, what the therapists say, they can't believe how much less time they spend on telephone tag. And what it all leads to is that famous marketing moniker these days, the quote-unquote customer experience. And the customer experience is absolutely enhanced using this type of technology to book appointments.
Now, I'm very interested in the third function your software offers, because I've been teaching documentation or charting skills for a number of years to massage therapists. And in every class I teach, they ask, when is this methodology going to be available in electronic format? So tell us a bit about your third function where therapists, practitioners can keep track of all of their data. We know a lot of other health disciplines are going to electronic storage for their records and to increase communication, interprofessional communication between different health disciplines. Tell us about this function on your software.
Well, the software is built to the purpose of it is to, for example, we have soap notes. Right, you can do soap notes, and those are of course stored online. What you end up doing is when you're doing a patient chart, you have the information that you input there is simply input into this system. Now, I can say that that system can be as robust as you want to make it as a rule. Now our particular product is, I would say, is very much a kind of middle of the road. Keep your client paper files, your electronic client records, including your soap notes, in the system. We don't have a light pen to do soap notes and that type of thing, but absolutely the basic charting functions are there.
Excellent. And the last function about tracking the numbers, keeping a sense of your cash flow and receivables and outstanding accounts receivable. Tell us a little bit about that function.
I will. And again, that also, I might preface that with, that kind of goes to the time saving and the money savings aspect as well, which we found out to be we knew it would be a popular feature, but we didn't understand that it would kind of pay for the system as well. But what we have found is that the accounting function that we have and a billing function that we have within respect to billing the patient. At the end of the day, what we've had is a number of users come back to us and say, you know, that alone paid for my monthly fee. Because what happened is when you give your records at tax time, whether that be quarterly or annually, to the accountant, right? They just go, "Wow, look, it's all organized. You didn't have to do a thing. The system does it automatically."
Well, if you can make $70 or $80 providing care for a patient and having to enter everything by hand yourself. I mean, why do a $10 or $15 an hour job when you could be providing $70, $80 worth of services, right?
Right, exactly. It's the entire if technology doesn't enhance the bottom line and the revenue, it's probably not going to be adopted. So what we found at with Massage Manager is that we've heard it from a number of people, is, you know, it's really great to hear the people say, you know, it's really, really changed my practice, it's increased my business, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been a very, very pleasant experience that way.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Let's defer now to our co-host, Jim Smythe, who will remind our listeners out there tonight how they can submit their questions, if they have any questions we haven't covered so far. And also, Jim, I know you're a great lover of technology. You have any questions yourself?
I thought I used that term earlier, Don. Anathema? Anyways, thank you. For all our listeners, I'd like you to suggest that you just go to the broadcast page, and at the bottom left-hand side, you'll see the Q&A box. Just type in your questions and press the submit button, and we will answer as many questions as we can. Now, I've been looking at your site, Jim, and how long do you get for a trial when you download your site to see how it's going to work within your organization?
Oh, good question. What we do is we offer a 30-day trial site. You don't need to give credit card numbers or anything of that nature. We figure that 30 days is enough time to get you up and running and get using it in the practice. And so 30 days is the no charge. Just sign up off the web and go.
Okay. That's a reasonable amount of time. Some of them offer 10 days, which is nowhere near enough time to put things together. 30 days.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we used to offer 60, and then we changed it about a year ago to 30 because 60 is too long, but 30 seems to be exactly the right amount of time because, you know, you might sign up today and then get busy and get at it next week. And then what we do is when people sign up, all of the users sign up for a trial site, what we do is we automatically, because they will have, they will put in their email addresses, they will start to get automatically every day a little tutorial on how to better utilize the site, et cetera, et cetera. And so once they get in there and start taking a look around the users at the various features, like, for example, there's a bunch of things that have really nothing to do per se with the Massage Manager business system. But there are, for example, in the back end, very, very useful marketing articles and whatnot that are specifically designed for massage therapists. So, yep, 30 days seems to do the trick.
Good. And if someone was running into trouble within that 30-day time frame, could they ask for an extension?
Good question. I'm not certain anyone ever has. What we have had is had people who've had it for 2 days and say, "Can I pay you now?" And we often wonder why are you doing that? But I suppose they could. And we have a 1-800 toll free call number to our service support centers, and also we have a complete e-ticket system on in the back end. At any time they can ask questions, any user can, and send them in to us. So, I mean, would we consider that? I suppose so, if someone ran out of time, and or you would just simply set it up again.
I know I recently did the same thing, and I get these messages every day, and I just don't have time to look at them, so I just put them in a file.
Right.
And get them and spend a block of time and do it all. But so that's one of the things that I run into, time. So I'm sure
understood, and I agree with you. So, no, not a problem.
Okay. And let me ask you, what is your marketplace? Like, tax-wise, I'm thinking, the tax implications between U.S. and Canada, like, which marketplace are you really aim at?
I'm sorry, how do you mean that?
Well, tax implications in Canada, we have GST and PST and difference from province to province. And stateside, they like have taxes that are different in every state. Is there any tax calculation formulas that you include within your software?
Oh, for the billing, absolutely. Yes, we do. Yeah. It's completely customizable. So, you know, in Canada with the GST and PST and whatnot, and in the States, yeah, absolutely. We've customized for both markets because probably, you know, and that would just be normal. Is we probably have, you know, 10 times the amount of RMTs in the U.S., you know, on our systems as we would in Canada. But again, why wouldn't we? There's 10 times their population. So, yeah.
True. So we can you can handle taxes both sides of the border.
Certainly.
That's very useful.
Yes, yes.
I just have a question here from a listener. Like, you can put in your SOAP notes. Are there is there much reluctance by governing bodies to accept, you know, electronic notes as files going down into the future?
Well, I have to say this, is that quite frankly, is, you know, and depending on, and I will say that we are not experts in exactly when and where and what different regulations apply, because our experience has been that these regulations vary from, you know, we have users in Europe, we have users all over the place, and we have those sorts of regulations vary, and quite frankly, as a rule, the individual therapists will often know more about their area than ours. Having said that, you know, and again, and with deference to the previous guest, is I think quite often the associations themselves are better positioned to answer those questions.
Okay, fair enough. You have a multiple therapist system. Often in a massage therapy runs on a very strict budget, so you'll have a couple of screens available, and you probably have like four or five therapists. How do you get your notes into the system? Is it very quick and easy to get them in there so that there's not a backlog for people waiting to get on a screen?
It is, and then there's also a permissions-based hierarchy that can be put in if you want. The system is exceedingly easy to use that way. It's easy to get in, and it's easy to get out. We have users with over a dozen practitioners that have commented, you know, we have absolutely no problem, and we specifically asked that question because I understand with your background, of course, that occurs. We have not to date had not a good statement made about how easy it is to get in and get out. And another thing that comes to mind is, you see, theoretically, if you wanted to, some practitioners may have conceivably left the clinic, for example, and they may do it from home because it's web-based, it's internet.
Right.
So they could have a number of people in there doing their notes.
So do you store the records on the web, or do you store it on the home computer?
Well, that's a very good question. It's a very important question. Is what happens is therapists and the technology today has evolved to the point that what you want to kind of do, if possible, is or at least what may be most cost effective and most easy to use, is to have all of your technology or most of it in one simple, easy-to-use place. For example, if I had an accounting system on my front desk, and we don't presume that someone may not, but and then you had various components of your systems, you know, with various software programs, et cetera, all embedded on a PC. What would happen is now you need to become expert at running a number of different systems and systems upgrades for them, et cetera, et cetera. They may not speak to each other. What we do is this is a fully hosted website, and we keep our Class A servers in a telco-grade environment, right, much like a bank would or anyone else, right, for that matter, in that high-end business. So all of this is now, that's kind of the beauty of it, is if the therapist's PC passes away, you're still in business. Any PC, you can access all of the records that you might need and all of the online scheduling and that type of thing. So without trying to be too long-winded, yes, we are 100% hosted, and that is included in the monthly fee.
Okay, so security, I think, is probably a big issue with your end.
Security is a priority to us, as it would be to anyone else hosting any data, much as it would be to a therapist with data in their office, right, or at their home. You know, I mean, if I have a break-in and they steal my computer, is my data gone, right? Absolutely. Yeah. I would respectfully submit that data is probably, I think my banking data is probably safer in their environment than it would be at my house, but then I have teenagers.
That's a very good answer. And I see that we're quickly running out of time, so I'm going to turn the mic back over to our host, Don.
Thank you, Jim, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. There's some great questions there. I would like to remind our listeners tonight that they can visit the Massage Manager website by clicking on the large button on the broadcast page. And below that button, you can hear a replay of this telecast or any of the telecasts we've done up to now on massagetherapyradio.com. Below that is a link where you can contact me personally. I would love to hear your feedback about the show, how you're enjoying the technology series, and what you're learning, and any other questions you'd like to see covered in a future broadcast. And I would like to thank Jim Shedden, our guest tonight from Massage Manager. Jim, thank you for being on the show. You provide a lot of great content, and your software seems to have some great features that I think would massage therapists would enjoy, and it certainly would help them to save more time and energy and money. So thank you, Jim, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Don and Jim.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jim.
I'd like to thank Jim Smythe, our co-host for this evening. And Jim, as always, you've had some great questions you've brought into the forte, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Don.
And finally, I'll thank all of our listeners out there in Massage Therapy Radio Land. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show, and please do revisit the replay to listen to the show again and again. And thank you from Massage Therapy Radio. Good night.